since we were promised flying cars. Right?
I would never.
English is still not our mother tongue.
Never. It has never been.
Still shows us flames. All right. One thing we are for sure is that it's time to get into your new sports and traffic. It's gone 7 a.m.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Eskom doesn't plan to cut off your lights today, and small Canadian community a buzz over a possible move there by Harry and Meghan. Chiefs strengthen their grip on the top spot in the Absa Premiership, while SuperSport brush aside AmaZulu and Serena Williams ends a three-year title drought in Auckland. Details coming up at 7:30.
All right, sneak peek as to what's happening on your roads this morning. If you added Boysons on the Mike 1 northbound, there's a stationary vehicle that's near the Crown Interchange. That's causing some queuing traffic in Alexandra. Meanwhile, N3 northbound, there's a stationary vehicle just after the Marlborough Drive exit. That's also causing queuing traffic in both directions. In Bedford View, meanwhile, on the N12 R24 westbound, look out for an earlier stationary taxi that was in the middle lane at Boeing Bridge. That has since been cleared, but still slow moving traffic in both routes. Various sets of faulty traffic lights to look out for this morning at Tao Street, as well as President Street in Central Johannesburg, at William Nicol Drive and Leslie Avenue, at Pretoria Street and Park Street this morning out in Auckland, and finally at Woodmead Drive and Woodlands Drive all the way out in Woodmead. Remember, if there's any other traffic problems you'd like to report, you can simply tweet us at UJFM Breakfast.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Mokale. There's a low probability of load shedding today, with the country's power system showing some improvement. Eskom says its teams worked around the clock to bring more generating units back online. The utility has again asked the South Africans to use electricity wisely. On Friday, Eskom board chairperson Jabu Mabuza resigned unexpectedly over the parastatal's failure to avoid blackouts ahead of today. An investigation is underway to determine what started a fire that burned a substation affecting electricity supply in Ekurhuleni. The fire has been contained and power has been restored to a section of Kempton Park. The blaze left several areas without power, including the Kempton Park CBD and Aston Manor. OR Tambo International Airport was also affected by the outage, forcing travelers to navigate the busy terminal in the dark. Gauteng Senior Manager Maintenance and Operations Matlabane Ramashi.
Eskom transformer in Kempton Park caught fire, and this resulted in power supply interruptions to Ekurhuleni Metro. The cause of the fire is not known at this point in time. We called on Ekurhuleni Emergency Services to come assist us with extinguishing the fire, which they did successfully. We're now in the process of restoring supply.
Apologies from Irani.